位听众大家好，欢迎大家回来收听 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台。你现在收听的节目是社团消息。今个礼拜我们邀请到 Yes Campaign The Voice 的 Yes Campaign 来到我们的节目访问当中，我们很高兴啦，就邀请到他们跟我们介绍有关于我们更多关于 Yes Campaign 的事宜的。We welcome you, Jade. Welcome to our interview today to 2CR. Yep.
Thank you for having me. I'm very pleased to be here.
Yep, there is. 请问今次的公投具体是要投什么呢？ Today, we're going to have a lot of questions for you about the Yes campaign for the Voice. And for the first one, like, for who those are still fussy about the referendum and the Voice, can you please explain about it and what are they voting for actually?
Yeah, absolutely. So the referendum is coming up on the 14th of October, and all Australian citizens will be voting. It is a compulsory vote, and it's a rare opportunity for us to update the constitution. The constitution is the foundational legal document that governs how Australian societies function, and it was developed in 1900. So it's not surprising that every now and then we need to make adjustments to that constitution, because it was developed a long time ago and our nation, as we know, has changed significantly. And this is a good opportunity for us to make a change that brings us together as a nation and really reflects who we are now. So this referendum concerns recognition of Indigenous Australians as First Peoples of Australia through establishing an advisory body to Parliament. That advisory committee, which we're calling The Voice, simply gives advice on laws and policies that are made about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. It's just advice about things that affect Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
今次嘅原住民之声公投将会喺10月14号进行全澳洲全民嘅公投。而今次嘅公投系针对宪法嘅改变，系对于原住民作为澳洲国家第一种族嘅承认，同埋成立一个原住民咨询委员会。咁关于呢个 Yes Campaign 嘅核心理念啦，其实可唔可以分享一啲更多关于点解要支持呢个原住民之声嘅公投嘅观点呢？For what do you meaning about we are doing in the voice in the referendum, what is the core concept and ideas and the argument for the Yes campaign?
So let's go back in history just a moment. The historical background of Indigenous Australia is that Indigenous Australians have been connected to this country for over 60,000 years. We're really proud of that connection. And for 60,000 years, we looked after this land and thrived on this land. Now, following white settlement in 1788, we were dispossessed of our lands. So a lot of Aboriginal clans were moved, nations were moved off their lands and were unable to live the way they were used to living. We faced over 200 years of policies made about us without our input. Some of those policies have been very, very harmful, very harsh, including forcibly removing our children. That's, you know, known as the Stolen Generation. There was displacement and mass killings. So the last recorded massacre of Indigenous people, mostly women and children, was in the Northern Territory in the 1920s. You know, that's not that long ago. My grandmother was alive when that happened, and my grandmother and others lived in fear of that continuing. So it's been a very traumatic history, and for a long time, Indigenous people haven't been recognised in Australian history. So we are improving. We are getting better at recognising us in this country. And over the last few decades, Australia has come a long way down the path of reconciliation. Part of this journey, though, is to recognise that Indigenous people were the first people of Australia in the Constitution. And that really helps us move forward as a unified nation, and a yes vote does that. So if you vote yes on the 14th of October, you're voting yes to recognising Indigenous people in the Constitution. Now, the practical part of that, that's a really nice symbolic thing to do and it makes us a much nicer nation, but we need a practical change. So the idea that has come from Indigenous people is that we want to be recognised, but we also want a way to reduce the disadvantage that Indigenous people face. And this will happen through the voice, because we will give advice to government on laws made about Indigenous people in areas like education, jobs, health, housing. You know, they're some of the areas that we're seeing significant disadvantage. So I come from the Northern Territory. I've been working in the Northern Territory for the last 11 years. There are communities, and this is the case across Australia, where communities don't have running water. They have interrupted electricity, interruptions up to 200 times a day. Imagine trying to live or work, run a business if your electricity is turned off 200 times a day. It's very difficult to live. We've got very bad health outcomes as well, because it's very hard to access nutritious food and keep that food, you know, well, when your power keeps going out. It's very expensive to buy good food, and the access to medical attention is very hard. So we need to see better outcomes in those areas, giving advice to government so that the policy and legislation is better advised is going to change that. It's important to know there is no risk here. There is only an upside. So for people new to this issue, and there may be people who are just learning about Indigenous Australians now, we're telling you there is nothing to lose here, but everything to gain for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. And as a nation, what we can gain is a more unified, accepting nation that is inclusive, and that's important to everybody. And we also will be heard on the things that affect us, so we can have better outcomes on the ground.
澳洲原住民的历史可以追溯翻到去六万多年前的时候，但是自从1788年英国政府入住澳洲的土地的时候，原住民就再没有参与过任何政治相关的活动。透过这个公投，我们希望可以得到大家的认可，令到大家可以承认原住民作为澳洲居民的一份子，将澳洲这个多元文化的国家再更加统一。而透过通过原住民之声，我们可以帮助解决一些原住民现在面对的一些困难，尤其是关于水资源和一些电力供应的问题。而成立这个咨询委员会，我们可以在政府作出任何有关于我们原住民相关的政策的时候提出意见，而这些意见将不会有任何绝对的权力，这个将会是对所有澳洲公民没有风险也没有危险的一个事情。明白的，咁知道我哋有关于即系呢个叫做公投啦，如果系通过咗之后，将会成立一个政治嘅咨询委员会，令到我哋嘅原住民嘅声音啦，能够系发声，亦都系支持佢哋喺即系一啲边缘嘅社区入边啦，得到帮助嘅。咁原住民之声公投嘅通过啦，其实将会如何影响到澳洲社会同原住民嘅社会？咁同埋点解会有部分嘅原住民会反对呢个原住民之声咧？
For what you mentioned before, like how will the voice impact the Aboriginal community, and why are some Aboriginal community leaders against this about the Yes campaign?
Well, the impact is simply that the voice will help Aboriginal communities by ensuring that the laws made about them are effective. And recognition will help us feel like we are seen as truly part of Australia by Australians. It's important for us to feel included so we can stand with all Australians together. It makes sense, you know, if you think about when you're trying to make a big decision, if you want to make a big decision, you get good advice. So whether you're making a professional or a personal decision, you seek advice. The voice, the body that we're calling the voice, will simply be a way of government getting good advice before they make legislation and policy strictly about things that affect Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So people outside of that, non-Indigenous people, will not be affected by that policy. But what I can tell you is the impact as well will be when government makes good decisions, they spend public money better. So currently we're seeing a lot of money wasted because government is spending it on resources that are not helping Indigenous people. So this proposal can actually save public money, and that is good for all Australians. Now, in terms of whether all Aboriginal people agree to this, we must recognise that there is a diversity of opinion in any culture, and there is a small, very small portion of Indigenous leaders that aren't in favour of the voice, and you expect to see that in any community. But I can tell you that over 80% of Indigenous Australians polled support this proposal. So we have overwhelming support. And this was a proposal that was designed by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people after years of consultation, years of Indigenous people talking about what the right solution is. And some of the criticism from a small portion of the Indigenous community is that this proposal doesn't go far enough. We think that it is very moderate and fair, and it's a sensible proposal. So we want to make sure that it is good for all Australians, and some people want it to have a lot more power. But we believe that this is powerful in that when a government listens to people, they make better decisions, and that's really what we want. There is substantial support across the community, and it's also supported by a large amount of Australians who are walking with us on this journey, and we have a lot of support from multicultural communities as well who can understand what it's like to be without a voice and appreciate the rich history and culture that Indigenous Australia has to offer. And we're seeing that a lot. And I thank you for having me here this morning, because we're seeing a lot of multicultural communities really opening their hearts and minds to us and wanting to learn more about Indigenous culture, wanting to be part of that. And if we're all represented under the same constitution, that goes a long way to bringing us together. And what is on offer here is 60,000 years worth of culture. And that's beautiful for all of us.
通过原住民之声公投，将会有效地帮助政府能够好好地聆听原住民的声音，当他们在制作政策的时候，亦都是能够有效地聆听所有公民的声音，以至于他们的公帑亦都是不得而浪费。而对于原住民入面的反对声音，他认为是需要包容所有不同意见的人士。而大多数反对的声音是认为今次宪法公投的更改并不能够真正地解决原住民的问题，亦都没有深入地去解决这些的问题所在的核心。Yeah, this is our pleasure for us too, to deliver such a message to our Chinese community, for them to letting them to know more about the Yes campaign and No campaign, both of them. And 你认为原住民在澳洲入面的社会地位和权益目前有什么主要的挑战呢？其实原住民之声的公投是不是可以解决这些问题呢？ For what you mentioned before in the previous questions that the Aboriginal community is now currently facing the problem of water supplies and electricity, such as that problem right now. And actually, will the voice can change it if it's the yes is after the yes campaign?
Yeah, so what we have right now is we refer to these gaps. And what we mean by that is there's statistics that show us that the gap between our outcomes and non-Indigenous people's outcomes, there is a big gap there. And the substantial gap in outcomes for Indigenous Australians compared to non-Indigenous Australians is what we're talking about. One example is that Indigenous Australians die on average almost 10 years before non-Indigenous Australians. Our incarceration rates and educational outcomes means that Indigenous boys born today are more likely to go to prison than university. I'm the mother of a 13-year-old Aboriginal boy in the Northern Territory, And for me, it is so important that we vote yes and we make this change, because the statistics are indicating that my own son would be more likely to go to prison than university. And as a mother, I will do anything to make sure that my child has the best outcomes and the best life possible. So the worst part about this situation is that we're going backward. The situation is getting worse, not better. And what has contributed to that is Indigenous people have been living under laws that have been made for them for the last 200 years. And those laws have been made without information. A lot of policies made to supposedly improve outcomes for Indigenous people are made without input from Aboriginal people. And it doesn't help us. It often makes things worse. The voice brings with it practical outcomes. A voice will help to change this, and it will ensure that Aboriginal communities that are going to have laws made about them will be able to give advice on those laws. Because we all know that better laws and policies come when we listen to communities. I do want to be clear though, this advisory body will not make the laws. It cannot stop the laws that Parliament makes. It is simple, good advice that we will be giving.
根据现在的数据显示，原住民面对着主流社会面临不到的问题，其中包括死亡率上升、儿童的大学入读率较低以及犯罪率较高的问题等等。而通过原住民之声公投，能够好好咁样令到政府聆听原住民嘅声音，以至于佢哋能够实施一啲真正令到原住民能够获利嘅一啲政策，而去解决呢啲问题。咁对于嗰啲可能对公投持有怀疑态度或者需要更多资讯嘅人啦，特别系对于佢能够所拥有嘅权力同佢嘅运作成本，你有咩建议或者对策嘅方案可以分享呢？We understand that there's still some doubts and skeptical around the voice, especially around the Yes campaign in terms of the power that it can exercise and the actual course it would take after it passed. Can you please share about what your thoughts on this criticism?
Yes, of course. There was early skepticism. We understand that there was skepticism early in this campaign because people were still just learning about what the voice is. However, as we have more conversations and people are understanding what the voice will be, we're seeing that most Australians feel it's the right thing. There is power in the voice. It's important to understand that the voice won't have any power to make or change the laws, as I've just said. The power is retained by Parliament as it is central to our democracy. This is just about the body giving advice to decision makers. The voice is not, it is not going to take people's land. It is not going to raise taxes. It is simply going to make laws for Indigenous people. So I know there has been concern that, you know, people are thinking that if this is going to take something that they've worked hard for, then they fear that. And I want to assure people, it won't take anything from you. It will simply give my people the ability to talk about things that affect them and have a government that listens to us about things that affect us. So things like economic participation. Indigenous people in communities want meaningful employment and they want to be able to make their own decisions and be responsible for themselves. That's what a lot of this is about, is being responsible, being able to make representations, you know, have a say on things that could make our lives better so we can thrive as well. It's most certainly not about taking anything from anybody else. In fact, the gift to the country here is a more unified and functioning country, better spent government resources as well. So I know there is some concern around the cost of the voice. So the voice should actually reduce costs, save money. As I said before, when government doesn't consult us properly, they end up spending money in ways that does not benefit us, does not change any outcomes. So it is a waste of public money. If we can give good advice on where those resources are needed, it will be more cost effective and we will see better outcomes. We're already spending a lot of money on Indigenous affairs and it's not making things better for us. So by having a voice, we can make sure those programs are being run most efficiently. We can have a level of accountability and transparency that we haven't seen before because this is an independent body. We will not be part of government. We will be independent to government and watching very closely on where money is being spent. So this is a really good thing for all Australians. And again, this is not taking from anybody else. Most Indigenous people after the vote will go largely unaffected by this. But Indigenous people on the ground will see much better outcomes. And I think it's just a very responsible thing for government to do, to make better advised decisions.
針對於有關於原住民之聲可以擁有的權力，他表示這個諮詢委員會的成立並不會有任何具有法律性意義的真正權力，只不過是會在政府在實行一些有關於原住民的政策的時候提供一些有用的意見。而对于他所使用的运作成本，他表示因为政府在有效地聆听原住民的声音的时候，当他实施政策的同时亦都是可以有效地使用他的公帑，而大大减低政府投放在原住民政策上面的费用成本的浪费。咁其实啦，喺原住民之声公投通过咗之后，作为一个原住民，你对佢终极嘅愿景系啲乜嘢？你亦都系认为要点样去推动呢啲愿景去实现呢？What if the voice is passed? What is as an Aboriginal? What is your personal ultimate vision for the voice and what it can achieve and how it can be achieved?
Well, my ultimate vision is an Australia where Indigenous outcomes are equal to those of the rest of Australia, where my children have the same opportunities as everyone else in this country. I want to see a unified Australia. It's also an Australia that values all Australians, whatever their community. This recognition is a way to value the first Australians, and all communities can appreciate the value of diversity and inclusion. I think it's really important to acknowledge that a country that listens to its first peoples is a lot better at listening to everyone, and that is a real benefit for all Australians. Voting yes is the best way to achieve this. You know, we want to be voting yes for inclusion, recognition, and to make all things possible for not just my children, but all children of Australia to walk together in a unified country. Voting yes is saying, yes, we will listen to Indigenous people and we'll give them a say on their own lives. So the best way to achieve a unified nation is to vote yes on the 14th of October or earlier in pre-poll, which is starting next week. Conversations in community are really important. It is very important. We're only about 15 days away from voting. So it's really important to have conversations with your families, at your workplaces and with your friends, because it's a really important opportunity for Australians to define the kind of country that we want to leave for our children. Let's not miss this opportunity. There is no risk. There is lots to gain by coming together. And you know, we've talked about some of the other benefits of listening to people, listening to their lived experience. So it is the time to say yes. Let's not miss this opportunity.
作为原住民，他希望澳洲作为一个多元文化的国家，可以真正地容纳原住民的社会在主流社会当中，从而减少原住民社群和主流社会的一些差距，尤其是一些政策实施上可以更好地协助原住民的社区。 而澳洲作为一个多元文化的国家，他亦都希望能够统一所有的族群，能够好好地融入社会。而能够实现这些愿景的最好方法，就是透过这次的原住民之声全民宪法公投投上支持的一票，而去帮助原住民的社群能够在澳洲的社会当中有一直发声的席位。咁好多谢今日啦 ,J 嚟到我哋嘅呢个访问当中同埋佢嘅分享嘅。And thank you for your time today, J. It is our pleasure to having you into CIO Radio.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
我哋今次嘅时间又差唔多啦，我哋下个星期同样嘅时间再同大家见面啦，拜拜。